Well, our swimmers are going to be in action in the Short Course Championships, the World Short Course titles in Doha. And the outstanding thing about this, the astonishing thing, Slats, when you have a look at this team, it's a huge team. There's only one person from the mighty state of New South Wales, and that is Matt Abu. G'day, Matt.
G'day, guys. How are you?
What's good, happened? Mate. Where are all the Blues, mate?
Oh, sometimes it's a funny time of year. We've had a big year of competition, and not everyone's sort of back swimming or competing yet. A few guys and girls are back sort of just in early season preparations, training and those sorts of things. So there's a lot of youngsters stepping up, and particularly a lot of guys from Queensland will be on the team. It's good.
Yeah, well, you're flying the flag for us, mate, and you're obviously ready to go.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it. I've had a pretty good year of racing, and to have the opportunity to go and race internationally again late in the season is always nice. So it should be a good meet.
Mate, that competition for a spot in that relay team for us is terribly, terribly tough. Although, is it a little bit easier now with Eamon Sullivan retiring?
It's always tough. Like we've got plenty of young guys always pushing up through the ranks for the 4x1 and the 4x2. So, 18 months' time, the Olympic trials is going to be another very, very tight race to get a spot on that team.
Mate, you've had the agony, I suppose, of not making the Olympic team, the Commonwealth Game team, getting very close. I think you're 28 years of age. What's motivating you, mate? That's a veteran in swimming terms.
Yeah. I've had a fair few ups and downs in my career, but I've been fortunate enough along the way to have a lot of success as well. And one of the only things, I guess, missing from the trophy cabinet at home is an Olympics and an Olympic medal. So that's something that I'm striving towards for 2016, and that's definitely what's keeping me going at the moment.
Matt, it certainly now appears to be a little bit easier to be a mature swimmer, for want of a better word, where you used to have to make it if you hadn't made it by a teenager, you were retiring.
Yeah, the training's changed quite a bit over the years. You know, going back 20 years, it wasn't uncommon for sprinters to be doing sort of 70, 80, 100K in the pool a week. So, but now, you know, I'd be lucky to get that done in a month. So the training is a lot more specific, and as for sprinters, especially, like you can keep the kilometres down and sort of get the gains through a lot of cross training and those sorts of things, and the technique and analysis has come a long way as well. So there's a lot of other areas you can focus on rather than just slogging up and down the pool.
And Doha, mate, have you been there before?
I haven't. The last World Short Cross Championships I competed in were in Dubai, so not too far up the coast. But no, I haven't been to Doha. I'm looking forward to it. I've heard it's a pretty good pool.
Yes.
And they've been holding a few meets there recently, and they've also got a world-class training facility and altitude simulation there, so it'll be good.
Yeah, hopefully it's air-conditioned inside.
Yeah. It should be a bit cooler in the pool.
This would cap off a pretty good year for you, mate. I mean, on top of the gold medal in the 4x100 in the freestyle at the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, it would. Like we also got the gold at Pan Pac and got over the US there at home, which was great. And we've got three quarters of the team from that team going to Doha for the 4x1 free. So hopefully we can give it another good shake and get up on the podium. We'll be in with a good shot in the relay. It's like anyone's race on the day, you know. You just got to show up and do your best and lay all your cards on the table and hopefully, things fall your way and all the boys have a good race and we'll, hope come away with a good result.
The Aussie men are certainly at the forefront and our women are doing a good job. But this Cameron McAvoy, he appears to be a swimmer that can take the team forward as a real leader.
Oh, for sure. Cam's swimming so well at the moment and, you know, he's still young. I think he's the youngest guy ever to go under 48 seconds and he did that a couple of years ago in Barcelona and he's just come on in leaps and bounds ever since. And, the girls at the moment are doing a fantastic job. Like, the freestyle girls got the world record this year in Glasgow and we've got the Campbell sisters and a whole, Emma McKeon and a whole lot of other young girls really pushing up through the ranks and showing the boys how to do it as well.
Matt, we can only say as the only New South Welshman in that entire, I think it's about 25-person squad going to the World Short Course Swimming Championships in Doha. Just remind them all who currently holds the State of Origin Shield, okay?
I will, not a problem.
You're a good man, Matt. Swim well.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.